All right, the committee will come to order. Please call the roll.
Chair Brandis.
Here.
Vice Chair Gruters.
Here.
Senator Farmer. Senator Mayfield.
Here.
Senator Stargell.
Here.
Senator Torres. A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Please put your electronic devices on stun and fill out the required government paperwork if you'd like to speak. First bill up is Tab 1, Senate Bill 590 on public records and meetings by Senator Rodriguez. Senator Rodriguez, you're recognized to take up the bill.
Thank you so much, Chair. Senate Bill 590 is a companion public records bill necessary to enact the counseling compact proposed in 2022, Senate Bill 358, which this committee has already heard and found favorable. The companion public records bill provides an exemption from public records requirements for certain personal identifying information obtained from the data system and held by the DOH and the board, and that is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
All right. There's one amendment on the bill, Amendment Bar Code 239. 228 by Senator Rodriguez. Go ahead and let's move to that amendment.
Yes, thank you. This amendment revises the exemption to open meetings in Senate Bill 590 to conform to constitutional and statutory requirements.
All right. Are there questions on the amendment? Are there any appearance forms on the amendment? Is there any debate on the amendment? Seeing no debate, the amendment is adopted without objection. Let's go back. We're on the bill as amended. Is there questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, we have one speaker, which is Gorin Mixon with the Florida Medical. You got it. Good job. Good job. You're a pro. You're a pro. You can speak it faster than I can read it. All right. Having heard public testimony, is there any debate on the bill as amended? Seeing none, please call the roll on the bill. No, sorry, you're recognized close. Unless
we've
you really
closed.
Want to. All right, very good. Thank you. Good choice. You're recognized close on the bill, and we've closed. Please call the roll on Senate Bill CS for Senate Bill 590.
Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Torres? Senator Gruters?
Yes.
Chair Brandis?
Yes, and by your vote, the bill reported favorably.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and turn the chair over to Chairman Gruters here, who's going to take up a couple of the proposed committee bills.
Thank you. We're going to take up Tab 2, Senate Bill 954 and Energy by Senate we're going to move right along. Take up Tab 3, SPB 7022 by Government Oversight and Accountability relating to State Group Health Insurance Programs. Senator Brandis, you are recognized to explain the proposed bill.
Thank you all. As you all remember, during committee weeks, we had testimony from Amy Baker. This really helps bring to light some of the ideas that she shares. This proposed bill does the following. It requires Department of Managed Services to provide an online education program regarding all health insurance plans offered by the State Group Health Insurance Plan. It requires Department of Managed Services to contract with the State Board of Administration to provide at least 2 hours of tax and financial education relating to retirement or health care planning to enrollees of as an elected state benefit at no cost to the enrollee. It establishes a minimum monthly contribution to a member's health savings account for a member whose annual rate of pay is $38,000 or less. The bill sets forth the minimum monthly contribution is $55 for single coverage and $110 for family coverage, and it establishes a list of preventive care benefits to be covered by high deductible health plans prior to the yearly deductible being met. This list enumerates medical services and items that can be classified as preventive care with respect to individuals with chronic conditions. That is the bill.
Thank you. Are there questions on the proposed bill? Yes, Senator Farmer.
Thank you. And thank you, Chair Brandis. The educational program, the online portion of it, is that designed to or will it include educating people on the balance of, you know, a high deductible is cheaper in the short run, you're paying less, but just, you know, buyer beware, in case you have a really bad accident, you may have a big out-of-pocket on the back end.
That's correct. It will help explain all of the different options in a much more complete way than you looking at the spreadsheet that's currently provided.
Right, right. Thank you.
Are there any further questions? Are there any appearance forms? Is there any debate? Senator Brandis moves that SPB 7022 be submitted as a committee bill. Is there any objection? Seeing none, show the motion adopted. Please call the roll on SPB 7022.
Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Torres? Senator Brandis?
Yes.
Chair Gruters?
Yes, and by your vote, SPB 7022 is favorably reported as a committee bill. We'll take up tab 4, SPB 7024, by government oversight and accountability related to public records, alleged victim or victim of sexual harassment. Senator Brandes, you are recognized to explain the proposed bill.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Current law makes confidential and exempt from public disclosure the personal identifying information of an alleged victim of sexual harassment. This exemption is scheduled to expire on October 2nd, 2022. This extends it.
Thank you. Are there questions on the proposed bill? Are there any appearance forms in the proposed bill? We do have one. We have Melissa Ashton from the Florida Council Against Sexual Violence. You are recognized.
Thank you. Good morning. On behalf of the Florida Council Against Sexual Violence, thank you, committee members, for filing this bill and recognizing the protections needed for victims of sexual harassment. Privacy must be an essential right for victims to feel comfortable coming forward to report harassment and receive services. We often hear that the public backlash in response to victims who come forward is far worse than the harassment itself. By ensuring that this basic right, we create opportunities to hold abusers accountable and provide victims with support through interventions and services they deserve in order to thrive. Thank you.
Is there any debate on the proposed bill? Senator Brandes moves that SPB 7024 be submitted as a committee bill. Is there any objection? Seeing none, show the motion adopted. Please call the roll on SPB 7024.
Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Torres? Senator Brandes?
Yes.
Chair Gruters?
Yes, and by your vote, SPB 7024 is favorably reported as a committee bill. Next, we'll take up tab 5, SPB 7026, by governmental oversight and accountability, relating to OGSR dependent eligibility verification services. Senator Brandes, you are recognized to explain the proposed bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill saves from repeal the current exemption for public records disclosure of certain information submitted to the Department of Management Services for the purpose of dependent eligibility verification from the State Group Health Insurance Program. That's the bill.
Are there questions on the proposed bill? There is one amendment. Take up amendment barcode 792464 by Senator Brandes. Senator Brandes, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
One second. The amendment conforms language regarding the form of sworn affidavits that may be submitted to the Department of Management Services for dependent eligibility verification.
Thank you. Are there questions on the amendment? Are there any appearance forms for the amendment? Is there any debate on the amendment? Senator Brandes, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
Waive.
All those in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
All those opposed, the amendment is adopted. Back on the proposed bill as amended, are there questions on the proposed bill as amended? Are there any appearance forms? No. Nope. Is there any debate on the proposed bill as amended? Senator Brandes moves that SPB 7026 as amended be submitted as a committee bill. Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, show the motion is adopted. Tamara, please call the roll on SPB 7026.
Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Torres? Senator Brandes?
Yes.
Chair Gruters?
Yes, and by your vote, SPB 7026 is favorably reported as a committee bill, and I'll turn the chair back over to Senator Brandes.
Thank you so much. I'll be making a recommendation that you chair this committee next year because you did such a great job.
Oh, thank you.
All right. We're going to stand in informal recess as we wait for Senator Broder. to the future chairman of this committee, Senator Gruters.
Thank you so much, Senator Brandis, but I hope you're wrong. take up tab two, Senate Bill 954 on energy. It's by Senator Brandis. Senator Brandis, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 954 modernizes vehicle procurement requirements for state purchasing plan to encourage the free market to drive growth of electric vehicles in the state. The bill also expands local permitting flexibility for solar panels and EV charging stations by allowing contractors to use independent private sector inspection services to conduct plan reviews and site inspections. That's the bill.
Are there any questions on the bill? There is one amendment. Take up amendment barcode 405028 by Senator Brandis. Senator Brandis, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill defines the term lowest cost of ownership, and it specifies that lowest cost of ownership as over the lifetime of the vehicle ownership costs over 5 years. The directs department to purchase sedans and light trucks within the top five lowest cost of ownership vehicles and allows exceptions with the statement from the Secretary of Law Enforcement. Vehicles are exempt from this requirement.
Thank you. Are there questions on the amendment? Are there appearance forms for the amendment? No. Is there any debate on the amendment? Senator Brandis, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
I'll wave.
All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
All those opposed, the amendment is adopted. Back on the bill as amended. Questions on the bill as amended? We do have several appearance forms. We have Meta Calder waving in support, representing the Florida League of Women Voters. Thank you very much. We have Crystal Stickle waving in support from the Florida Solar Energy Industries Association. Thank you. We have Diane Carr with the Alliance for Automotive Innovation waving in support. And we have David Cullen representing the Sierra Club of Florida speaking.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Dave Cullen for Sierra Club Florida. I'll be very brief. We very much appreciate this bill. Looking at the consumer reports on the comparison of EVs to ICE vehicles, internal combustion engine, it looks like the amendment is not going to be any kind of a problem or obstacle to the purchase of EVs. We think this is a great bill and look forward to its passage in both chambers.
Thank you very much. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Seeing none, Senator Brandis, you are recognized to close on the bill.
I'll wave.
Tamara, please call the roll on CS for SB 954.
Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Brandis?
Yes.
Chair Gruters?
Yes, and by your vote, CS for SB 954 is reported favorably. I'll turn the gavel back over to Senator Brandis.
All right. Senators, is there any further business? You got Senator Torres. Go ahead and record your vote, sir.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. On the following Senate bills, 590, 7022, 7024, and 7026, my vote is yes on all of them.
Fantastic. Great choice. All right. Is there any further business come before the committee? Anything else? All right, Senator Sargent will move to adjourn. The committee is adjourned. Thank you.